to the Graduate Teacher Learning Series podcast channel. I'm Ben and I will be hosting this session. In this podcast series, we will be talking to graduate teachers, mentors, and experts about a variety of different topics that relate to each edition's framing question. We will also get the graduates and mentors to share some reflections on their practices that may assist you in yours. Okay, so sit back and relax and let's get into this edition of the Graduate Teacher Learning Series podcast, talking to an expert. Who are you and where do you work?
My name is Terry Lee Fitzpatrick. I'm a Yarra woman from Broome in Western Australia, and I've been in Melbourne for 19 years teaching at Thornbury Primary School. At Thornbury, I am the LOAT teacher, the language Woiwurrung language and cultural teacher. I basically teach Woiwurrung to all grades, prep to year six. As well as being a language program, it's also, you know, part of my teaching is dealing with cultural knowledge and historical.
Can you tell us a bit about how your school supports Aboriginal perspectives?
Well, I'm not sure if you have heard, but on Friday, the 25th of November, we received a State Education Excellence Award for our commitment to Koori education. We run a language program, an Aboriginal language program. We celebrate certain events throughout the year. We commemorate certain events as well, like Sorry Day, have language, Woiwurrung language, you know, displayed right around the school. Teachers do cultural awareness training and other professional learning. I provide professional learning as well for teachers through the work that I do, you know, really trying to train them up and, you know, increase their knowledge about Aboriginal languages and more specifically how to, you know, have a greater knowledge of perhaps the sound system so that they can practice it as well with the kids in their own classrooms. We try to get community members involved in terms of what we do to get their perspective as well. We have all our curriculum teachers, when they plan their learning units of work, they, you know, we have Indigenous perspectives throughout our curriculum, as well as, you know, teachers will also liaise with me so that we're working collaboratively as well in terms of what they're teaching. We have an Indigenous garden, which we're having a formal opening this Friday. Part of the garden is a food garden, but we also have what we're calling a weaving garden. So we're, you know, planting resources that we can use, you know, to teach kids things like basket weaving. Yeah, lots of plants as well that kids can learn about in terms of food and nutrition. We've actually have planted a murnong patch. Murnong is a yam. It was a very important source of food for people in this part of the country. They actually farmed the yam daisy, the murnong. And when Europeans came with their sheep and their cattle, that all got stripped away. But we've got a little murnong patch happening at our school. So hopefully, you know, we'll be able to harvest and, you know, get the kids to have a go at eating and cooking and learning about it, yeah.
As a teacher, how have you supported other teachers to develop their own perspectives on Aboriginal culture?
As a LOAT teacher, like I said earlier, I run professional learning workshops each term for me to work with teachers, not just graduate teachers, but all teachers, in terms of giving them some knowledge about Aboriginal languages and give them a little bit of training so that they develop, you know, their skills in, and knowledge of the sounds of Aboriginal languages so that they can also practice the use of the Woiwurrung that we use in the school, basic greetings and classroom commands and things like that. In terms of Indigenous perspectives in the curriculum, we work as a whole school, I think, in terms of, you know, ensuring that teachers are knowledgeable about those perspectives across our Victorian curriculum. Classroom teachers themselves, when they are planning their units of work, they will come to me or, you know, seek me out in person or via email asking for help and assistance in terms of, you know, planning their units so that they do cover the necessary perspectives across the curriculum.
What resources do you direct teachers to use to help them develop their understanding of Aboriginal culture?
ABC's education section has a lot of resources. Fuse is a great website or resource that, you know, has a lot of Indigenous resources available. For example, I was part of the revamping of the Koree English resource which has been launched via Fuse, you know, which is a great one for graduate teachers to really learn about, you know, the language that the kids come to school with, that it's a dialect of English and not a poor form of English, and there's lots of, you know, information within that resource in terms of Koree English as a language, as a dialect of English, and also lots of good strategies that they can implement into their own teaching.
So what qualities do you think make a great teacher?
Everyone is unique and has their own unique personality. So, and, you know, we all come, yeah, with, you know, different beliefs and values. Look, the first thing I would say, you know, regardless of who you are, I think a really important thing for teachers is to have the ability to develop relationships with students. That's the foundation before you can really, you know, ability to develop relationships with students, with their parents, with family, and with, you know, with colleagues. So having good relationships, I would probably say, you know, cultural competence. You know, having a really good sort of understanding of their own culture and an ability to, you know, understand other cultures and to be able to work with those in terms of helping kids, you know, maintain their identity as well, not just, being a good communicator, obviously, you know, being able to speak to students, parents, teachers, having high expectations for kids, and particularly for Aboriginal kids, because it's been a common thing that I've come across where teachers have low expectations of Aboriginal kids. Yeah, so my thing is, yeah, high expectations for all kids, but in particular for Aboriginal kids.
What department resources have you found to be particularly useful in your practice as a teacher, as well as supporting others within your school?
Well, as a teacher myself, personally, you know, part of my job is when I'm planning that I am making sure that my planning reflects high-impact teaching strategies, that we are guided by, you know, the practice principles. And, you know, I think for graduate teachers that's a really good place to start, looking at the AITSL principles. And particularly if you want to know a bit more about working with Aboriginal students, there are sections in there that are really quite helpful in terms of, you know, providing guidance and working with Koree kids.
As a school with a particularly strong Indigenous Studies program, what advice do you have for other schools on developing their practice to better support Aboriginal perspectives?
I think the first thing a school can do is make sure that their teachers receive some professional learning, whether it's cultural awareness or even guiding them through the curriculum material, being aware of the Indigenous perspectives within the curriculum. The other thing is for schools to find out who are the kids in their school who may be Indigenous, what land is their school built on, how can they connect with those community members, how can they find out more? You know, within the school, they can, you know, there's lots of different things that they can do in terms of physical things, I guess, you know, like the garden, like an Indigenous garden, inviting artists and, you know, an artist in to work with kids to create artwork that reflects, you know, Indigenous perspectives. Schools can check out other schools like ours, like Thornbury Primary School. We do get lots of, like I said, calls and emails, people wanting to know. There are 10 other schools in Victoria that have an Aboriginal LOAT program. There are other schools within the metropolitan area that have higher populations of Koori kids, so I'm sure that they do other things. Graduate teachers could go to places like the Koori Heritage Trust. They have, you know, easy access to workshops and even just to go in and visit the centre. You know, they have displays. Schools can organise, you know, people from the Koori Heritage Trust to come out and run cultural awareness training. Schools and teachers can also access Wurundjeri Council, who also do similar things in terms of cultural awareness training, and they offer professional learning for teachers. Well, I think Koori Heritage Trust is a great place. It's one of the places that we access a lot. We've had people come out and, you know, run workshops here at school. Another one is Bundjalaka at Melbourne Museum. Just go and visit the Bundjalaka, the Aboriginal section, you know, and go for a walk through there and read up and learn. Yeah.
And that's it for the Graduate Teacher Learning Series podcast. Thank you to our guests for sharing their experiences, and thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.